8:31 here at Craig and Company. Time for the lighter side of the news, brought to you by Farmington Bank. Here is John.
And welcome to the Hotel Influenza.
What?
Oh, cool.
Is that an actual place?
You can go there and get the flu?
I'd like to check in.
Wait, do you lose weight?
They should make a song out of that.
You check in, but you don't check out for another 11 days.
You get paid $3,500 a day.
Even do you lose weight?
You could.
Yeah, sure, if you get the flu.
You stay for 12 days.
Yep.
All of your meals are catered.
What meals? You're barfing.
But you are exposed to different kinds of flu.
Oh, you're a lab rat.
This is like Stranger Things. Ooh. I know you guys didn't see
this. Would make a great film.
Well, did you see? You didn't see Stranger Things?
No,
did
I
you?
Didn't. No.
Were they running experiments on kids?
Oh.
And you are tested for the effectiveness of different kinds of flu vaccines.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
You get $3,000 a day?
That's pretty good
and
money.
And all the food you can throw up.
That's fantastic.
And if you lose weight on the along the way, it's like you're getting paid to drop a few pounds.
Make 30 grand?
Yeah.
Throw up? Lose weight?
Hey, wait a minute.
It's a win-win.
12 times 3,500. You're right. That's some big money.
It is big money.
But you come out of there completely deformed. But I mean, you know, what's the price to pay?
You come out weighing 12 pounds, but hey, you got a lot of money in your pocket.
The average person doesn't think they're a grown-up till age
30.
80.
33.
Yeah.
Okay, top signs you are still an adult child.
You're Gary Craig.
Binge-watching an entire season of a TV show in one weekend.
Yes, oh, I've done that.
Wow.
Getting a tattoo.
I had one and then had it removed.
Yes.
Being in a group text chat.
I've done that.
That once.
Buying a pair of limited edition sneakers.
No, that's stupid.
Actually casting a vote for someone on a reality singing show.
No, never done that.
Going to a weekend music festival.
No. Went to a jazz fest.
We went to a weekend musical festival in New York.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
As we know, they will auction off anything these days. A lock of hair from General George Custer last night.
What are you going to do with that?
A lock of hair from George Custer?
You going to try to clone him?
Went for $12,000.
What the hell?
How do we know it's Custer's
hair? Yeah, how
hair?
Do we know it's his?
And what part of the body is the hair from?
That's a very good point.
It's an ass hair, that's... Always gets a laugh.
Okay, we see this especially during the summer. This is a local police department who pull up to a kid's lemonade stand.
No, come on.
Tell the kids they don't have a permit, so they've got to end it.
Oh.
So... lemonade stands getting shut down by cops, okay, because you actually need a town permit.
Yep.
The makers of Country Time Lemonade.
Yes.
They're
going to pay for the permits?
Not only will they pay for the permit, if a kid doesn't have a permit, they will pay the fine as well.
That is brilliant. Brilliant marketing.
Go to countrytimelegalaid.com.
Right.
Wow.
Flight from Belfast, Northern Ireland to Ibiza. Off the coast of Spain.
Abita.
It all started when a group of guys, drunk guys, blew up a sex doll and began taking turns.
Passing it around?
Yes. The jet made an emergency landing
over
in France.
A sex doll? Come on.
What kind of a doll was it?
John.
Was it a flight attendant doll?
John.
What?
You're telling me they made an emergency landing. All you have to do is pop the sex doll. Problem solved.
Yeah, you take a pin, you pop at the end.
Your fun's over, idiot.
Yeah.
Sit down.
All of the guys were arrested.
Oh, wow.
When does cheap really pay off?
If you're Gary, every day.
Every single day.
Okay. A guy in New Jersey went to the grocery store last month after his wife told him to return some orange juice because...
it had pulp in it.
She saw it cheaper at another store.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What, a 60 cents you're going to save?
Yeah, you got to get the cheapest deal.
The guy got his money back. He used the refund to buy two lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And he won.
Oh my gosh, how much?
$315 million.
But in pure form with the wife,
yeah. She
was ticked off he didn't bring the orange juice home.
Right.
Where's the orange juice?
And the change.
What are you talking about? I just hit the lottery for $300 million.
Is that all?
Oh my God.
Actually, he never went home.
Right.
Pack your bags, honey.
Craig and Company, The Morning Show.
On 96.5 TIC.